I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Friday, October 9, 2015. I am interviewing Karen Morkey and Diane Hansen at Karen's home in North Burnaby. To start this interview, I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourselves. Karen, could you please start, say your name, and tell me about when you came to live in Burnaby and what brought you here?
I'm Karen Morkey. I came to Burnaby in 1968. I was a teacher already in Germany at a junior high school for English and French, so languages. And I came here to get an MA in linguistics. I was going to stay for 2 years. So I studied from 1968 to 1970 and got my MA at SFU in linguistics. And then I liked it here and I somehow stayed. I'm still here.
Yes, you were hired as an instructor in German language at SFU.
Yes, when I had finished my studies there, the MA, then they wanted to keep me as an instructor.
Yes.
So I had different appointments then as a sessional lecturer, sometimes as a lecturer, which was very nice. And while I was studying, I was a TA, but later I was always lecturer or sessional lecturer.
Okay. And you retired in 1995, was that right?
In 1995, right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you always lived in this home then on Sherlock?
No, I first lived on Capitol Hill, and I didn't walk from there. I lived there together with a guy, and we drove up. But then I moved out on my own, and I lived at the corner of a Barnett and Duffy, and they were new apartments then, mm-hmm. and that was very handy to walk up. It was a close distance. Well, I didn't walk up too much, but down a lot.
Oh.
And that's how I fell in love with Burnaby Mountain, because I took little trails going up. Some trails are not even there anymore. And I was fascinated by the vegetation. I was always interested in biology and in botany. And there were new plants, which I didn't know from Germany at all. And I was just intrigued by it. I mean, the cedar hemlock trees and the flowers, the trilliums, the star flowers, all these things that did not exist in Germany. And in those days, it was still much more native vegetation than it is now.
Oh.
Now you find a lot of ivy there and introduced species. But then it was all a new botany for me. I really loved it. And so when there were these development plans, I was very alarmed and got involved.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. Diane, I'm going to ask you the same question. If you would say your name and tell me about when you came to live in Burnaby and what brought you here.
Yes. I'm Diane Hansen, and I live at 1109 1850 Rosser Avenue, Burnaby, B.C., V5C5E1. I came here in 1968. My husband and I lived on the North Shore on Keith Road, and I was expecting our baby, so we wanted to buy a house, and we saw one for sale on Barnett Road. So, so that's how we came to live in Burnaby.
And that was in 1971?
No, 1968.
When you moved to North Shore,
to the North Shore, yes.
And then when you came to Burnaby, it was
1971.
And you lived in the West Ridge neighborhood.
Yes.
What was that neighborhood like when you first moved there?
Well, it was nice with small bungalow houses, and now most of them have been torn down and these monster houses put up in their place.
And was your house quite close to the parkland, the forest?
Oh, yes. We were just at the bottom of the hill. And you drove up. It wasn't far at all.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we were very close together then. We didn't know each other
That's
then.
That's right,
but,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Karen used to be just down the block from me, but we didn't know each other at that time.
Yes. Did you actually go for walks in the forest at all?
Yes, my husband and I took our German Shepherd dog for walks up in the parkland.
Yes.
And they were still nice little trails, right? Not trampled out like now. Now the bicycles kind of ruined them a bit, but it was really quite hidden away some. Very nice.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Did lots of people go walking in the woods
Not
there?
That many. No, nothing compared to now with other bike riders.
Uh-huh.